Welcome to episode 3 of the Bible Q&A with Pastor Stephen. My name is Stephen Pace, and I'm the senior pastor at Decatur Bible Church in Decatur, Michigan. This podcast attempts to answer Bible questions in a clear but thorough manner. If you would like to have a Bible-related question considered for a future episode, you can email your question to PastorStephenDBC@gmail.com. Again, that's Pastor, StephenDBC@gmail.com. In this episode, we'll once again be looking at 3 questions, so go ahead and grab your Bibles, and let's get started. The first question that we're going to look at is, a teacher once told me that the Bible does not mention dinosaurs. Is this true, and why would it not mention them? Now, this is a really interesting question. To begin with, we know in Genesis chapter 1 that we have the account of the 6 days of creation. God, of course, creating a variety of things during that period of time. But in particular, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 24 and 25 speaks of the beast of the earth. Let me read this. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 24, after the 5th day, of course, it says, God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things, and beast of the earth after their kind. And it was so. God made the beast of the earth after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps on the ground after its kind, and God saw that it was good. So there you see the idea of the beast of the earth mentioned twice. But of course, the question is something specific. Is there anything specific in the Bible as opposed to something perhaps more general like what we just read? In order to find something more specific, we'll need to turn to the book of Job. So if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Job, chapter 40. God, having now begun to speak in the book of Job, and we see in Job chapter 40, in particular in verse 15, it says, behold now, behemoth, which I made as well as you, he eats grass like an ox. The word there, behemoth, is a curious word. And if you were to research this, this is typically the word that many scholars believe refer to some type of a dinosaur. So, for example, if you went out on the internet and looked at a Brachiosaurus dinosaur, you'll see that there are some similar descriptions in Job that would match a picture, again, of a Brachiosaurus, and that's Brachiosaurus. But let me read the passage again, verse 15, but let's go through verse 18 this time and look at some of the descriptions. And then again, if you were to compare it to that type of dinosaur, you would see the similarities, because clearly elephants, hippopotamuses, and things like that certainly don't have tails like what we're going to read. So let's read Genesis chapter 40, verses 15 through 18. Behold now, behemoth, which I made as well as you, he eats grass like an ox. Behold now, his strength is in his loins, and his power in the muscles of his belly. He bends his tail like a cedar, and the sinews of his hot thighs are knit together. His bones are tubes of bronze. His limbs are like bars of iron. So again, if you see there with the tail in particular, he bends his tail like a cedar tree. Of course, as I said, elephants and hippopotamuses certainly don't have tails like this. So the answer to the question is, the Bible does seem to speak of dinosaurs as well as many other creatures that God has made that would be similar to the dinosaurs we might see in books and on the internet and things like that. If you're more interested in this subject, like to learn more about it, I could recommend to you going to Answers in Genesis. So if you go out on the internet and you go to Answers in Genesis, pull up their website and search in the search bar under dinosaurs, and you'll find quite a lot of articles about dinosaurs, various things about them. For example, it'll relate the Genesis flood to some of the fossil records. So there's plenty of evidence there as far as the dinosaurs being in the Bible, as well as some questions that may come up in addition to that. So hopefully that helps you answer that question. Now our second question is going to be a trivia question. The question is, the Apostle Paul said, love the sinner and hate the sin. Is this false or is this true? So again, is this a false or true statement? In the Bible, did the Apostle Paul say, love the sinner and hate the sin? The answer to this is false. That's not true. The Apostle Paul did not write that, did not say that, either way you want to put that. In fact, actually where this comes from is St. Augustine, or Augustine, depending on how you say it. He actually wrote this in a letter in the 5th century AD, the statement, love the sinner, hate the sin. So it is St. Augustine who wrote this, not the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul did not write this, nor did he actually say that. And now for our third and final question for this episode. This question actually arose out of a Wednesday night Bible study that we're currently doing at the church. We're looking at 8 key prophetic events, things to come. And the question came up was, I read that Moses will be in the future tribulation period. How could this be? I thought he died already, so I don't understand how this could be true. Now, this is a great question. And of course, the question is correct in stating that Moses had already died. So let's start there with the death of Moses. The death of Moses is recorded specifically in Deuteronomy chapter 34. So if you turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 34, it is the end of the book of Deuteronomy, and just prior to the Lord charging Joshua, the servant of the Lord, of course, to take over after Moses' death. So in Deuteronomy chapter 34, after being shown the land that eventually, of course, we know it as the promised land that God had promised to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in verse 5 of Deuteronomy 34, what we have is, so Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. So again, the question is correct in the fact stating that Moses had died. Moses actually had a literal physical death, if you will. But notice verse 6, and he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab. But you'll notice at the very end of the verse, it says, but no man knows his burial place to this day. So Moses died, Moses was buried, but no one seems to know where his body was buried. Now, I think there's a few reasons why his body is unknown as far as its place. But to answer this question, so far we know that Moses has died, but his body, no one knows where it is in terms of its burial. Now, I want you to look at the book of Jude, which is in the New Testament. Jude and verse 9 of the book of Jude, Jude being right before the book of Revelation. In Jude 9, it describes Michael the archangel and the devil arguing about this very thing. In Jude 9, it says, but Michael the archangel, when he disputed with the devil and argued about the body of Moses. So again, the same idea as Deuteronomy 34. Moses died, but we don't know where he was buried at. So then the question says, how is it then, if he died, how is it that he could be in the tribulation period? So now this is related to what we commonly call the two witnesses in the tribulation period. And for that, you would look in the book of Revelation chapter 11. Now, in Revelation chapter 11, you have what is described, as I said, as the two witnesses. In short, what you have is, during the tribulation period, God is, of course, sending out various judgments on the earth, but God has two witnesses that will be standing in sackcloth and ashes, and they will be and have been referred to as two olive trees, two lampstands, verse 4 of Revelation 11, on behalf of the Lord on the earth. And many people try to figure out who are these two individuals during the tribulation that the Lord uses for such a great witness. Now, there's a variety of answers to this question, the two witnesses in Revelation. The first is just very simply that they are two unknown individuals, so two people we just don't know who they are, anonymous, if you will. A couple of other suggestions are Enoch and Elijah. Now, this is a good one because in both cases, Enoch and the book of Genesis, we know that he walked with God, but God took him, and so he did not experience physical death like what we described with Moses. And that would be similar to the prophet Elijah. Elijah was, of course, taken up in a similar way, did not see death as all other humans do. So sometimes Enoch and Elijah are thought to be the two witnesses because in that case, neither of them died and both were taken up into heaven. But the other suggestion is Elijah, but also Moses. So this is the answer to the question. How could it be that if Moses died, he could be in the future tribulation period? The individual that would say that would be saying that they believe, or at least perhaps, that Moses is one of the two witnesses, Moses and Elijah. And there's a few reasons for that, of course, related to his missing body. But probably more specific is that both Moses and Elijah were at the Mount of Transfiguration. You see that in the Gospels. Jesus goes up on the Mount of Transfiguration, and we get a preview of Jesus Christ in his second coming, his glory, prior to the kingdom age, the millennial kingdom. And you have there Moses and Elijah. So let's go back to the question. It says, I read that Moses will be in the future tribulation period. I thought he already died, so how could this be the case? So this would be the case in that, yes, he died. He physically died. We see that in Deuteronomy 34, verse 5. But as we saw in verse 6, as well as in Jude 9, his body has been disputed in terms of where it was buried. We also see the answer to the tribulation period question, which is that in the book of Revelation chapter 11, there are two witnesses. Now, although the Bible does not just tell us specifically who they are, there's a variety of suggestions, one of which is that it is Moses and Elijah. And so that would be our two the answers to the question that Moses died. Yes, the reason why he might be would probably be the better way to say it, in the tribulation period that is still future, is that he could perhaps be one of the two witnesses the Lord has in Revelation chapter 11. So hopefully that answers your question on that. Well, this concludes today's episode. Be sure to tune in again for our next episode. And until then, may God bless you.